Mishnechnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago, tomorrow, mamish, exactly 4 years ago to the day, as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day, Yom Shlishi, the second day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to daven. Keep in mind, a six-year-old girl here in Boca still very much in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. We have Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bap, Anna Fredel, and Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bap, Anna Fredel in mind on the call today, as well as in your personal tefillos, our davening, our tehillim, our pleas, our begging. It makes a difference. And let's keep it up. Thank God we've been seeing improvement. Please continue to have in mind. Collectively, with a broken heart, continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult circumstances. The Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken heart and our tefillos, prayers for salvation, as much as the potent, timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call. Last time we had our rabbi on today, we were sitting together in Yerushalayim in late October. A true pleasure to welcome back to the Daily Call to introduce Rabbi Chaim Marcus of Congregation Israel in Springfield, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, to be followed by Rabbi Marcus fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, or at Tuf, of Gimel, Tuf, Chafalet, Tuf, Lamed, and Tuf, Mem, Bez. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. To be followed by Achenu, Mishaberach, Sahal, Mishaberach for our brave soldiers, Mishaberach, Mishvuim for those who are still tragically held captive. And Rabbi Marcus will conclude with the Mishaberach of Poland, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mark.
Shalom uvracha, everyone. Shalom aleichem, Rav Naftali. Thank you so much. And as Rav Naftali, as you mentioned, the last time we shared Torah together and we said Tehillim with all of the Jewish peoples through this amazing, amazing call that you arranged, that you set up. It was from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, less than a month after the horrific, horrific tragedies. And here we are months later, almost half a year later. And our tefillos and Torah are more necessary than ever for Achenu Be'eretz Yisrael and really everyone all over the world. And I wanted to share an idea connected specifically to this notion that our tefillah and Torah is necessary for Achenu Be'eretz Yisrael and all over the world, and the responsibility that we really have. We know that just this past Shabbos, we read a special matir called Parsha Shkolim, which was from the beginning of Parsha Kifisa. And we all know that the Machitzis HaShekel was a mitzvah that was done in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, and it was continued for centuries in the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, and in Bayis Sheni during the Second Temple era. And what was the purpose of the Machitzis HaShekel? If you paid attention to the Masdir, if you listen to those five psukim at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, there's a theme that you'll find over and over again. The Torah tells us that the purpose of the Machitzis HaShekel is kofer nafsho laHashem, that it is an atonement for his soul to Hashem. It then says a few psukim later, the purpose is laseifis trumas Hashem, to give this truma, this gift to Hashem, lechaper al nafsho seichem, to atone for your soul. The next pasuk refers to it as kesef hakipurim, money of atonement. Ending that pasuk, lizikaron lefnei Hashem, lechaper al nafsho seichem, to be remembered in front of Hashem, to atone for your soul. Clearly, the Machitzis HaShekel, was given for a variety of practical needs. It was given to make the sockets that the Mishkan stood in. It was given to count the Jewish people. And Rashi says, based on the first pasuk, the kofer nafsho l'Hashem, the atonement to soul, is to make sure that when Jews are counted, we're not counted by numbers. Our enemies put numbers on us. Each person is an olam mole. Each person is a world unto herself, unto himself. We don't give people numbers. And so therefore they're counted by giving that machatis ha-shekel. And in that way we avoid a plague. However, the machatis ha-shekel, we know for all time, was given for what purpose? Not to count the people. It wasn't given to make the sockets for the Mishkan, but it was made that every person has a portion in the public sacrifices. The money that was given was collected in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was used to buy the animals that were used as the daily offerings, atonement for the Jewish people each and every day. The question is, though, l'chaper al nafsho seichem, kesef ha-kipurim, over and over, in five tukim, the machatis ha-shekel is described four times as bringing atonement. Is it only the atonement so that when we're counted, we're not counted by number and there won't be a plague? The Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, in the Sechah Shkolim, in the ninth chapter, in the second halacha, and also in the Medrash of Psikta Rabasi, brings down a beautiful notion that you know what the purpose of the Machatis HaShekel was? The Machatis HaShekel was to atone for the sin of the golden calf. The Alshech HaKadosh, one of the great Kabbalists from Tzfat in the 16th century, asks, the Machatis HaShekel is atonement for the golden calf? Why did the Jewish people need atonement for the golden calf all this time? We know that anyone who worshipped the golden calf was part of that rabble-rousing Lord. They were killed, whether by the Bnei Levi, whether by a plague, whether by drinking water that had the golden calf crushed up into it and their stomachs exploded. Anyone who was involved died. Why does all the Jewish people, 3,000 Jews died, that worshipped the golden calf, 597,000 Jews, but still had to give atonement? And they not only gave atonement that year, they gave atonement every year, through the end of the second Beit HaMikdash? You're talking about over 1,000 years. What's going on? And the Alshech HaKadosh shares a beautiful and painful terror. He says, if you look later on in Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, as explained by Rashi, that every time the Jewish people sin and have to be punished and taught a lesson by Hashem, a little bit, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, tells us that Moshe shared that a little bit of that punishment is really still going to be for the golden calf. So the Alshech HaKadosh says, what is going on? We have an atonement every year in the Machatis HaShekel. And every time the Jewish people sin and there's a punishment, part of the sin of the golden calf is going to be included in that punishment? What punishment? What atonement do we need from this? What's going on? So listen to this, everyone. What a deep Torah from the Alshech HaKadosh. You know why the 597,000 Jews at the time of the Egel needed atonement? Because they saw 3,000 Jews acting in a depraved, horrible fashion, and they didn't take responsibility for their brother's actions. They didn't stand up and try to bring them back. They didn't voice protests. They didn't ultimately care about what was going on. They said, that's them. Let them be. You know what the atonement is? That a Jew takes responsibility for other Jews. That every Jew has to know that what another Jew is going through, this is something that I'm really going through. This is something that does matter to me. And this is something that I do have to care about. And this ultimately is what the Alshech says the mitzvah of Machatis HaShekel is all about. And that's why it explains also another famous question that many people have asked. We still have a mitzvah Machatis HaShekel today, do you know that? The Shulchan Aruch brings down the minhag of doing Zecher LaMachatis HaShekel, that on Tanis Esther, some people do it on Purim, right before reading of the Megillah, that every Jew is supposed to give a Zecher LaMachatis HaShekel. What that means in Maishel is we have plates, and on the plates we have numerous sets of $3 half-dollar coins. We try to use special ones that have a certain amount of silver from them, older half-dollar coins, and people pick them up in their right hand, and in the left hand they pick up at least $1.50 and say, Zecher l'machatis ha-shekel. They might put it down and lift it up and do that for every member of their family. Many people have wondered, why is this one of the holdovers from the Beis HaMikdash? This is one of the minhagim that we're keeping on to? Why is this so important? To have a zecher l'machtes ha-shekel every year. But now we know the answer. The answer is simple. The answer is so obvious. Based upon what the Al-Shech HaKadosh shares with us. Based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amad Aleph, that Rashi quotes, you know why there's a punishment in every time Hashem punishes us for our sins throughout history? There's a little bit of the Chet HaEgel. You know why we keep giving that Machtes HaShekel? Because one of the unfortunate failures of the Jewish people is that we don't feel the pain of each other. That we don't step up. When Jews are suffering, when Jews are in a bad strait, Jews, wherever they are, have to recognize it's our responsibility to stand up, and we have to speak up. And every time we give them Machtes HaShekel, this is what we're supposed to remember, that this is a symbol of achrayus, of the responsibility of one Jew for another Jew, that we're not whole without that other Jew, meaning we have responsibility for that other Jew. We have to take care of them. We have to be concerned for them. And of course, this is why it's given right before the Yontif of Purim, because in perhaps the most important conversation in the whole Megillah in Perek Daled, Mordechai tells Esther, you're going to sit in your palace and do nothing. Hayitachin, how can this be? You're going to sit in your palace and do nothing. The Jewish people are in danger. And because you're in a lap of luxury, you're safe. You're not going to extend yourself. You're not going to put yourself in sharing the danger that the other Jews are in. And this has been lessons for the Jewish people throughout history. Sir Don Isaac Abarzanel, one of the late great Rishonim, was one of the finance ministers for King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella in Spain, in the end of the 15th century. And when the Great Inquisition was taking place and so many Jews were running for their lives, they told Abarzanel, you can stay here. Don't worry. You're a good Jew. You don't have to worry. You can observe your Judaism just out of the public eye. We won't care. We're not going to burn you at the stake. Don't worry. They needed his skill as a finance minister. And Abarbanel said, no. I'm not going to be with you here living a double life. I want to be part of the Jewish people. I'm going to share what's going on. And everyone, this is where we are today. We're in Adar Sheni, Rav Naftali, when we sat together in Yerushalayim. That day we had come earlier from an army base. I can't imagine that here we are almost half a year later. And we're still holding by the same inyanim. We have to continue to daven. We have to continue to learn. We have to continue to give tzedakah. We have to continue to do acts of chesed. We have to continue to work on our shmiras salashim and avas Yisrael. And understand that everything that's happening 6,000 miles away is happening mamish right here. What's happening on the college campuses and Jewish students being threatened and feeling unsafe is happening right here. We have to be davening for them. We have to be learning for them. Because that's the message of the Machtes HaShekel. That's the message of a Purim. And of course, this is the preparation for the month of Nisan. As the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. It was in the month of Nisan that we were redeemed. And it's a month of Nisan that we will be redeemed once again. So I ask everyone that as we give that zecher l'machatis ha-shekel, and if you normally don't do it other years, do it this year. Make sure you fulfill the mitzvah of zecher l'machatis ha-shekel, and if you lift it up and say zecher l'machatis ha-shekel, and you lift up your money, have in mind Hashem, I'm taking the burden of the Jewish people on me, Hashem. I'm not only for myself and for my family, I'm for my kehila, I'm for all of Am Yisrael. And Be'ezus Hashem, when we learn this lesson, we'll be Zocha. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidun L'Goel, we'll see revealed miracles in the next month, L'Smoch Ge'ula L'Ge'ula, as we prepare for Mashiach Tzidkenu together as one, B'Nehera V'Yameinu. We'll now be saying the Tehillim, as Rav Naftali said, starting with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lam Natzeyach Mizmar L'David. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagetcha, Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, mitzion yisodecha. Yizkar kol min posecha, v'olosha yidash nefela. Yitzen lecha kulvolecha, v'chol atzoscha yimalei. Nirana bishua secha, v'shem Elohe nidgo. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodat yitiyoshea, elchi Adonai mishicho. Yaneo Mishmei Kodesho, Bigros Yesha Yimino, Elev Orechev, Yelev Asusim, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. היי מקור ובנפול, ואנחנו קמנו בנסודות. אדוני הושיעו המלך יעננו ביום קרינו. פרק כ"ג, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחזור. בנוס דשא ירדיתני, על נמינו חוסינה עליני. נפשי ישובב ינחני במגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צלמובס לא יברות, כי עתו ימודי. שפתחו משנתך, הימו ינחמומי. תערוך לפוני שולחו נגד תוברוי. ישנת בשמן ראשי כוסי רבויו. אך טוב ובחסד יזפוני כל ימי חיוי. ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Parakuf of Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lamalo, sesolena yeliorim meyayim yavo Ezri. Ezri meyim adunoy, yose shumayim voret. Al yitain lamot raglecho, al yonum shomrecho. Hinei lo yonum belo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adunoy shomrecho, adunoy silucho, yad yiminecho. יום המשה משול יקק, ויורח בלוילו, אדונו ישמור פה מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדונו ישמור צאת חובוך, מעטה ויד עולם. פרק קופלמד, chapter 130. שיר המעלות, מנמה כן קירות איך, אדונוי, אדונוי שמה וקולי, תיאנוס נפקה שבוס וכל תחנונוי, אם אבונוס תשמור יוהדונוי מי עמוד, כי אם חוס הליכו למען תיבורי, כי ויסי אדונוי קיצון נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי, נפשי לאדונוי מי שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדונוי, כי מאדוני החסד ורבי מוקפדוס, והוא יפתף ישראל מכל אבונוסו. Perek Kufman Beis, chapter 142. Maskil David, Yosov Amorosafilo, Koli Aladuno Yezo, Koli Aladuno Yezhanon, Eshboch Lefanov Sichi, Tarosi Lefanov Agid, Bisate Polai Ruchi Vato Yadata Nesivosi, Barabzu Alech, Famnu Fakli, Habeg Yaminu Reven Limakir, Avad Manos Mimeni Indoresha Nafshi, זעקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי אותו נפשי, חלקי דרך החיים. הקשיב על רינוסי, כי דלוסי מאוד, אצילני מרפאי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאו ממסקר נפשי, לא דוסה שמחו, תיאכתירו צדיקים, כי סגמול עלוי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הניסונים בתורה ושביו, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבושו, המוקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצורו לרווחו ומאפלו לאורו ומשיבת לגאולו השתה בגולו בזמן קריז ונאמר אמן. Now to מישברך for the hostages, the שבויים. מישברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה ויבורך וישמור וינצור את אחינו בית ישראל השבויים בעבור שאנו מפעלים בעבורם. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yishmerem Mikol Tzara V'tzuko Mikol Nega Machaloh Yishlach Baruch Hu V'Haslocha B'chol Masa Yedeyem Yosiyem Michoshech V'Talmoves V'Shivei Meheir Elchek Meshkoseyem V'Nomar Amen. Well, now to the Mishaberach for Chayli Tzal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Hu Yivarach Es Chayli Tzva Hagan Al Yisrael Manchei Kofot HaPitachon Homdim Al Mishmar Arsein Avorei Eloheinu מגבול הלבנות ועד דבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול הדבר הבא בכל מקום שם ביבשה ובאוויר ובים יקן אדוני הסובב מהקמלים וניגפים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר ויציל את חייליהם מכל צור ומצוקה מכל נגע מאכלו וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם יעזר שונאינו תחתיהם ויפרים בחס ישועה ועטר צפון וכן בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם הלכם לכם ולכם לכם אמא ויכם לא שיעתכם, ונאמר אמן. Now say the Mishaberach for Cholim. We will pause, and at that point, please insert the name on whose behalf you will be saying the Mishaberach. Mishaberach, אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה אהרן דוד ושלמה יברך ברכת את הכולם. Avur shanachnu mispalim bavuram. Yitzchar zehakadosh baruch hu yimali racham aleihem lach liman l'rafo sam lach likam lach yotam. Yishlach lahem mehira refuah shalem shamayim l'chol ibrim l'chol gedeyem. Yisrael shara kol yisrael refuah sanefesh ruas aguf.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Marcus. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Shem, please God, in the near future. Please join us again for our next program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.